a great performance today in Croke Park, which is great to come into an occasion and perform on the day. Like, I thought our performance was coming, it was always coming, but it's great to be fit and delivered on a day like today.
The goals give you that platform, Gerry. You scored six of them, no doubt, to score any goal in an All-Ireland final day, but six of them, you got the perfect start, first of all.
Perfect start, I suppose. Everybody has been talking from the game about the difference between last year and this year. There's always about getting the start. We didn't get the start last year and settling into the game, and that is something we've been talking about, was make sure we got into the game early and settle in, and we certainly done that today, and the goals, we were clinical when we needed to be clinical, and when the opportunities presented themselves, thankfully we were there to take them.
The work in Tyrone at Ladies Football obviously has been immense. You really got through, suppose, with good victories in the Ulster final, a massive victory, in fact, I was there in that particular day. But to do that, to go into a final with those really, really good performances, can be dangerous territory, no doubt.
Actually, all is mindful, like, and we knew we had bigger challenges down the line, but a massive challenge in the semi-final against Sligo, and we knew Meathers had good forwards, and they had a tremendous performance against us, Tomlin, and we were very dangerous in the forwards, so we knew how to take care of them. But we've always been creating, and I keep saying it, we're always going to create 30-plus scoring opportunities in every game, and we've done that today. And I suppose you look back at the stats, we still had 15 wides, which I would class as bad wides today, so, you know, we should have been, our scoreboard should have been a lot more, but look at, it's all about getting a victory in an Ireland final, it's about winning, and I suppose we'll not be looking back at that tonight. But the goals was key, especially early on, and it kept me on the back foot all the time.
And when you go to Croke Park, it's how you deal with the big day, Gerry. Your girls were immense in the first half, showing no signs of nerves, and as we indicated, scoring three goals in the first opening half.
Well, I suppose we've not talked about last year's, and I suppose the occasion played a massive part early on last year, and the way we knew this year it wasn't going to be a bit of an occasion, it had been a bit of a full match, it happened to be in Croke Park, and it was a matter of getting down there and getting to work and executing what they're good at, and they're a very, very talented bunch of girls, and it's about getting to Croke Park and getting out in the pitch, and we weren't going to leave anything behind us today, and we weren't going to leave anything in the dressing room, we weren't going to leave anything back in Tyrone. It was all about getting back to Croke Park and putting in, and it was all about the performance, and we've talked about that, you know, lead up to it, about the performance. We got the performance. I said all along, we got the performance, we'd win the game.
Gerry, and looking at your backroom team, and it's all well noted the amount of work that goes into senior men football team and men's football team. It's just there's a lot of emphasis on the backroom team. Your backroom team, no doubt, no stone left unturned. And yes, you're the manager at the end of the day, but there's a lot of different positions there.
A lot of different, like, coaches, strength and conditioning, the physio, the medical team, everybody is working tireless behind the scenes all the time. And it takes all that, and we have as good a team, and I'd say it's as good a prepared team as an men's game anywhere in Ireland this year. My backer team has been immense, and it takes that. It takes all of them. Everybody, we have a massive 7 or 8 of a backroom team, and it takes everybody, plus a medical team behind that. So it takes everybody doing their jobs, everybody does their jobs in a professional manner. And that's what you have to strive for, and that's what's needed at everything in training and matches.
It's your first intermediate as a county. He's moving to senior now next year, I do believe, and that's a massive step for you.
Well, it's something that we had talked about. There's always getting back up to senior football, and I suppose that's going to be a challenge. And we play in a very competitive league, Division 2, so that's a challenge ahead. But that's challenges that Tyrone Ladies was one of the longest teams in Division 1. And then senior championship, and so we have to aim now to get to Division 1 football, and we'll be competing in the senior championship next year, and that's what the girls want to be playing at a top level, and that's what we throw needs to be.
When you look at your progress, it was back in 1999 when you won the junior, and now you've won the senior intermediate. The next step, I suppose, it's like that old cliche, when you've got something, you want to move up the level and achieve as well.
Certainly, that's that to be, you know, on the plan, but you know, we have to walk before we can run, and this is, all I've talked about this over 3 years, is that it's making steps and strides forward, and this is another massive stride forward. So the next step is try and compete at senior level, and then challenge for senior honours.
And looking at your squad and the goal scorers today from different locations throughout the pitch, how important is that from your point of view that other players, it's just not all forwards to do the scoring, everybody chips in?
No, this is a complete team effort, and we have a massive talented squad. And you look out to do that today there, and it'd be good to look back at the tape of the pitch. We look back at the game and to reflect on it. We have talent all over the pitch, and we have serious talent, you know, in the girls on the bench as well, and it's a serious talent in the county, and it does make great strides in bringing the ladies' game forward in Tyrone, because the talent's there. It's about getting them out on the pitch and harnessing that and driving the thing forward.
And looking at looking at the scoreline, coming back to that scoreline, systems is something that is really starting to take over in ladies football, and hopefully that'll not happen to this Tyrone team, because they know where the onion bag is.
No, but there's a lot of talk, and I've been asked a lot of questions about it today about systems. Yes, you have to have a system, you have to have things in place defensively, and we had that today as well. But I always encourage, when you have talented players in any squad, you have to encourage them to go and express themselves on a football pitch. And I think a lot of teams now come down the line of restricting players, you know, into some rigid systems. And when you have talented players that can go and take scores and run at defences, you should always encourage that and try and let them go and express themselves. And we've been talking about that as a management, to try and get the girls to go and express themselves. And they've certainly done that today. And that was one of the keys. Was allowing them to do that, not restricting them, and yes, they have certain jobs to do, but not restricting them and expressing themselves as footballers.
And no doubt there'll be a party in Tyrone tonight, and looking forward to that. And we'll touch on the support, huge Tyrone support there today as well.
Huge support today, but it's a fanatical football county, and with the men been here 2 weeks ago, it's been a great month of September in Tyrone, and long may it continue. But I think the future's bright in Tyrone, with the Tyrone men contesting the Ireland final, the Tyrone senior ladies contesting the Ireland final, and the future's bright, and I'm sure there's big plans afoot at the minute for a massive celebration now in Tyrone in a couple of hours' time.
When you catch your breath, Gerry, no doubt you'll think about next year in the next couple of days and weeks ahead. Will you be there next year?
Well, I suppose there's a lot of talk about that, and look at it, we'll reflect on things and see where we are, and we'll look at them things in the next few days or next week or two.